Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The believers were very fully aware about laying on of hands. You know, in the Old Testament, they were often they would lay hands on people. When I talk about lay hands, they're not around their neck, you know, laying on them. But when a man was brought, when a man brought an animal offering, he laid his hands on its head, on the animal's head, to signify his identification with that animal. In other words, that the animal was taking his place on the altar of sacrifice. So he would lay his hands on that animal who was going to be sacrificed. You know, the other illustration of laying on of hands, when kings were anointed and Samuel anointed David and laid hands on him and anointed him, it has a specific meaning that the Jewish people were well aware of. He's not talking about us ordaining people, and we'll have an ordination here. We talked about this in men's meeting. I'm looking in August, by the way. And that's a whole nother story about ordaining some people here in August. But anyway, we'll be laying on of hands. This is a whole different thought than what it's talking about here in the, with the Hebrew people, okay? Part of the problem facing the Hebrew believers was the superficial similarity between the elementary tenets of Christianity. Are you following? They had so much in common because it had come out of Judaism, and they were straddling that fence. They knew about that. And of those Judaisms which made it possible for the Christian Jews to think that they could hold on to both of them. Hey, I'm familiar with this, the doctrine, talking about repentance from dead works and faith toward God. We've always held that. The doctrine of baptisms, the washings, and the laying on of hands. And then this next, the next pair goes together. And the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. Again, the Hebrew people knew about a resurrection, but to them it was a general resurrection. Matter of fact, remember Martha when she told Jesus, when Jesus said, Jesus told Martha when he's at the grave of Lazarus, about to call Lazarus, remember Lazarus been dead. Do you believe he's going to... Turn me to John chapter number 11 real quick. John chapter number 11, verse number 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. There's that resurrection. They believed that. Verse number 24. Martha said, I know that he shall rise again at the last day. To them, everybody's going to rise together. And then Jesus said this, I'm the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And that question is so relevant today. Believest thou this? But you understand that Martha knew something about a resurrection. Job knew something about a resurrection. You don't have to turn here. I got this one marked. Job chapter number 19. Remember, Job is sitting and by the way, didn't Jael brought a great message about Job Sunday night. Matter of fact, verse number 9, you're in Job 19. Greg, put up verse number 17. My wife, my breath is strange to my wife, though I've entreated for the children's sake of my own body. My wife doesn't even know me. That's what that verse is saying. My wife, breath is strange to me. She don't even come around me. Wife, anyway, it goes on a little bit farther. Verse number 22. Why do you persecute me as God? Are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. They got printed in a book. Pretty neat. And that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever, and his words will stand forever, because God's word will always. Man, this is wonderful. Let me move on. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, that's pretty graphic, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job knew something about a resurrection. Now, he didn't know the time element and all, but he knew there was going to be a resurrection. Verse number 27, whom I shall see for myself, mine eye shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. So they knew something about a resurrection. It wasn't until Jesus taught them something about different, and I don't have time, about there's going to be resurrection of the just and the unjust. And it separated the resurrections of the believers and the unbelievers. And again, that's that part of growth. They knew about a general resurrection, but they knew nothing about the resurrection of the just and the unjust and the believers and the unbelievers. So they had to grow thereby, okay? And then there's talking about an eternal judgment. It was also taught in the Old Testament. They knew about eternal judgment, that there's a price to pay. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 14, the very last verse in the book of Ecclesiastes, the very last verse, the conclusion. Listen to verse number 13, Greg. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. After everything is said and done in Ecclesiastes, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. They knew there was a judgment, but they didn't know about the bema seat for the saved and the great white throne judgment for the unbelievers. Following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. They knew that there'd be a resurrection. They knew that there'd be a judgment, but they hadn't come yet. They hadn't grown enough to understand, as y'all understand now, because y'all are super spirit, that there's a couple of resurrections involved, and that's a whole other story. And then let me finish this out, okay? And then verse number 3, back in Hebrews chapter number 3. And this we will do if God permit. And this we will do. It literally, what does that mean, preacher? It refers back to that phrase, let us go on to perfection. He hadn't got out of that. Let us move on to maturity. Because we're going to find out in some other verses, there are others that ain't moved on. They've left. But let us. Those ain't coming back. But let us move on to maturity. Is what he's saying. And this we will do. If God permits. Literally, it's another way of saying God will be done. Matter of fact, we ought to use that a lot when we talk to people. Lord willing. Somebody said this a couple weeks ago to me on the phone. Well, I see preachers, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Yeah, that kind of the old thing. But we should always, if God wills, if God wills. And that's what he's saying literally here. And this we will do. We're going to perfection. We're going on to maturity. If God permits, as much as you're able to handle. He didn't want them to get choked. Are you following? Some of the Hebrew believers were abandoning Christianity because of persecution and going back to Judaism. They were abandoning the perfect for the imperfect. They were abandoning the mature for the immature, the antitype for the type. They were going back. And then that brings us to the next few verses, which has caused as many difficulties as any passage in all Scripture. Most Bible commentators have said it considered the most difficult passage to interpret. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. And we'll look at this passage next week. And this we will do if God permits. I want to finish early. And this we will do if God permits. We'll go to Hebrews chapter 6. I want you to be here next week. If the Lord wills. He allows me to be here. If the Lord doesn't come, if the Lord does come before next Sunday, we'll let Archie do Hebrews 6. I can pick on Archie. He knows I love him. He knows I love him. Our Father, we thank you for your word. What a tremendous blessing it is, Lord, to dig deep into Scripture, not just scratch the surface, Lord, but dig deep, find these nuggets of gold. We still haven't dug deep enough, but Father, continue to open our minds that we may grow thereby. Lord, that as new believers, we're to desire the sincere milk of the word, that we can grow thereby, but we're to grow. And we grow by eating the meat of your word, the doctrine of Scripture. Bless this morning, the morning worship, and perhaps there's somebody here today who knows you not as Savior. May this be the hour that they call upon your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.